Corintios. A ver. One of Srila Prabhupada's lectures that he gave in 1976 in Mayapur that I recently read really struck me. And there was one or two sentences that really started me thinking, and the sentences had to do with first Prabhupada said that the conception of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva should be given up, because Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, what to speak of the conception of ordinary persons, are limited. Because Krishna is unlimited. And then Prabhupada spoke about adopting the conception or the teachings or viewpoint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Prabhupada explained that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Lord. And his conception, his Krishna himself, who's personally revealing, his conception of what pleases him. Because religion is the process, ultimately, of pleasing God, the Supreme Person, the Parameshwara, the Paramsatyam. So what is actually pleasing to Krishna is known by Krishna himself more than anyone else. And that is the conception of spiritual life spoken of and acted by his perfect example of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came specifically to reveal to the world his heart, which is the most attractive thing. The heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most attractive thing because it is the heart and the mood of Srimati Radharani, which has attracted and bewildered the Supreme Person Krishna, who is Sarasvarya Purna, who possesses everything, who is Satya Sankalpa, he has Icha Shakti. His desires are immediately fulfilled by his own potency, and nothing exists outside of him. Yet, what pleases him and what attracts him is the mood of rendering devotional service exhibited by Srimati Radharani, which was captured by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Prabhupada was explaining in this lecture that we should carefully hear and observe the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and therefore understand what is most pleasing to Krishna, and therefore become the most perfect practitioners of religion, and therefore learn how to evoke the soul's happiness, because our position is to please Krishna and to evoke ultimately, as Sachinanda Maharaj was alluding to, evoke the mercy of Krishna himself. So, when religion is practiced, or spiritual life is practiced to gain things other than the pleasure of Krishna that takes us so far from the mood of Vrindavan. We can gain so many things in our life. What do we want, actually? Why do we come to Krishna consciousness, and why do we chant Krishna's name? Why do we act in this world? Why do we not do certain things? Why should we do certain things? This is all our intentions. What do we want? What is our desire? Because this world or the universe is a very mystical place. It is very magical in the sense that there is a reciprocation with our desires that takes place in this world. So it's very important, it's essential, if we want to progress straight in our spiritual life, to keep our intention or our desires focused. For that we need spiritual knowledge, deep spiritual knowledge. For that we need good association. For that we need good hearing and chanting of Shastra. And for that, we need very, very deep sincerity. Now, what we're going to do now and very soon, we're going to talk about intentions and what is on our mind. We're not really talk about it, but we're going to perform a personal and private exercise. And we're going to write down, I'm going to request that everyone write down, raise your hand if you don't have a pen or a paper, something to write things down on. Does anyone not have such essential implements? Okay, it seems that either everyone has it or no one wants to admit they don't have it. No one raised their hands or anything. So, there are three things I want you to write down right now. And I'll explain two of them and one you already understand. The first one is what Satyananda Maharaj mentioned was our sankalpa, or our determination, or what we'd like to occur as a result of this retreat. Our intention, our sankalpa. In a very, very short and concise way, what would we like to occur by the mercy of this very holy place? And in Raj Dham, if I said that the material world is a very magical and mystical place, but this place in Raja and Varsana, all over Vrindavan, but Varsana is very mystical, that the land in Raja, it reciprocates. It reciprocates. It is alive. And once one has a little bit of a taste for the life of Raja, of how the land and the atmosphere is so alive, and the trees are so alive with spiritual energy. The land is conscious, actually. The river, Yamuna, the hills, they're alive. And they all have the power to reciprocate with us. And they are reciprocating with us. And if our consciousness is correct, or even if we make the attempt to make it correct, the land of Vrindavan reciprocates with us amazingly, magically, mystically. So it is so important to have a clear intention, a clear sankalpa as we enter this retreat. So the first thing we're going to ask you to do is write down the sankalpa. And the second and third things, come on,
and just put them right here with the labels facing up.
Everyone has problems, or at least I can say I can't speak to everyone. And everyone has not only problems, but issues. Now, I'm going to define the difference, the subtle difference, just for the purpose of this exercise. We have problems, we have issues. We have problems, we have issues. And the tendency of our consciousness is to focus on our problems and our issues. Now, what I mean by problems, something very specific.
Good.
Don't write it down. Just listen. Is a problem is an important question or situation that must be immediately dealt with. It requires action. I have this problem that I must act and deal with quickly. That's what I mean by problem. And if anyone doesn't have any problems, I can lend them some of mine. If your only problem is that you don't have any problems, then, as they say in Australia, no worries.
Very good.
And an issue we're defining as not a something that you have to act on immediately, like a problem, but it's an event or situation that demands our attention, and we have to adopt a particular point of view. I have to make an internal decision about something. Not necessarily action, but an internal decision, a personal decision, understanding a situation or an event or a question. I have to make my decision and have my point of view on it. Now, I want you to write down, or please write down, or I request you to write down a sankalpa, very deep, the thought, and be brave, but keep your feet on the ground also. Be somewhat realistic, but a little, maybe not directly on the ground, but a little above the ground, not like miles and miles and float away. So write down your sankalpa, and then write down your three most pressing issues. The most three important issues that you have to address and make decisions about in your life. And then three very pressing problems that you have. And you have 30 seconds to do this. No. So that you have an issue paper and a problem paper and a sankalpa nut paper. Or you can write it in your notebook. But your issues, we're going to collect them. So don't write your name on them. We're going to write all your issues on your paper, yes, and problems on another paper. But don't take too long on the issues and problems. We naturally, we spontaneously have problems. And if we don't have any problems, we create them. So write them quite quickly. Three problems, three issues, but think very deeply about your sankalpa. And write that down. Your deep desire. How you wish the holy land of Varsana to reciprocate with you during this retreat.
What's one? All the problems are locked up.
Now all you're left with is your sankalpa. because what I've experienced in my chanting is that Satchinanda Maharaj, he made the point already, and he made it to me quite a while ago, and I see it very, very clearly. When I sit down to chant japa, my mind
tend to want to go to all my problems and all my issues. And it doesn't want to be with Krishna in the form of the holy name. But now none of us can do this because we've locked up our problems and our issues. And Mother Vaishanta has the key. And she's not going to open it up until the end of the retreat. And then everyone can take back their problems and issues. If you like. So even though this is a humorous, perhaps a little graphic way of making a simple point, the point is so important during this retreat. And that is that when we sit down to chant Krishna's names, we have no other business other than to be with Krishna on whatever level our advancement is. And no matter what your mind tells you, don't listen to it. Don't think about your problems. Don't think about your issues. You can have them back after the retreat. But during our days here, it is such a special time. We are all donated 6 days of our life to be in Varsana, to be with Krishna under the blessings of Srimati Radharani in the holy land of Varsana and Sri Vrindavan Dham. We have nothing else to do other than chant Krishna's names. Please accept this point. Please accept this point, and your retreat will be powerful, most powerful. That during this time, you've come here for one purpose, traveling thousands of miles. Take advantage of it. Don't let your mind fulfill its tendencies to dwell on these things. Forget about it during this time and chant Krishna's names with enthusiasm. Chant Krishna's names trusting that Krishna is his name and he can reveal himself to you if he so desires. Chant Krishna's name in the association of devotees, because it is so powerful to chant Krishna's names in the association of devotees. This is the recommendation. And chant Krishna's names in the holy names of Vrindavan, the holy land of Vrindavan, knowing that this land is so special, that this land is mystical and magical and can reciprocate with you beyond your... It can lift the whole curtain of material existence if it so desires. Please take advantage of your time here. It is so special.